Isaiah starts out asking, did you not know? Have you not heard? And then there's a bunch of texts that we don't really remember, but at the end, there's the text that I think we have all seen a few times by now. The young will stumble, but the old men will keep going. And those who trust in the Lord will rise up on eagle's wings. Or at least I've seen it a lot in various different sizes and shapes and colors of artwork. It's perfectly sized, colored and sized for whatever decorating scheme you have at home. And someone will happily sell it to you. And I always look at those with a little bit of mixed emotions. The one that was in my mind's eye and was the easiest one to call up on Google Images is, of course, the text in the beautiful calligraphy in front of a gorgeous but steep and very dangerous mountainscape with an eagle soaring through the valley. And you think, I want to be that eagle, and I look at it and I wonder, I really wonder if we've reduced what's actually a fairly complicated promise into this beautiful and rather hollow promise. We start Isaiah 40 this morning. Isaiah 40 is second Isaiah. Scholars tell us that the book of Isaiah was probably written over hundreds of years by sort of the school of the original prophet Isaiah. And this is the second sort of bulk of the text. The first bit we don't hear from as much in the lectionary. We start hearing more in this bulk that was written in the midst of the exile. Isaiah is not making a promise that will be easily or quickly fulfilled. The Lord is saying, I know life is hard, and I'm going to get to you. I am. But for now, you have to trust in this promise that life is easier for those who believe in me than it is for those who don't believe in me. God is not making some promise that there will be giant eagles to swoop us up when it is too hard and carry us around. God, after all, is not Gandalf, and we are not in Middle Earth. God's promise is arguably as complex as God is. If you do some reading on eagles, or I think some of it was required growing up, because I grew up in a country that has a different relationship with eagles, you learn that eagles are actually widely varied as a species. They're found almost all over the planet in all sorts of different types of ecosystems because they've specialized themselves. There are eagles who live in broad open places and have some of the largest wingspans we know of. There are eagles that live in densely forested places that have smaller wingspans so they can maneuver through the trees. If you watch eagles, they have a certain air of comfort. They're what scientists call the apex predator for among birds. That is to say, no one is really hunting them individually. Every now and then, if you're someplace where there are eagles, so you'll see all the little birds have to gang up, and then the eagle still usually gets away. It's almost comical to watch. But the other thing you learn about eagles is they have an enormous carrying capacity. The largest recorded weight a bird has carried was by an eagle that picked up a mule deer fawn and carried it away. 15 pounds of deer just carried away by an eagle. Of course, not every eagle does this. Some of them are in areas where their prey is too big even for an eagle. So they find a perch close by and sort of eat it in pieces. I found all of this both sort of fascinating and comforting. If the promise is that God's salvation is like eagles, I find it comforting to know that eagles have specialized, that eagles are asked to do the best they can where they are with what they have, that we're not all expected to soar over mountain valleys looking majestic, that eagles are more complicated, and not every part of their life is that universally beautiful, that they are God's creatures who are beautiful and majestic and determined to survive where they are with what they have. And I began to wonder how much of that promise God makes, that those who trust in God will be sustained. It's not about easy escape. It's not some sort of default clause, when it gets to be too much, God will do something. And how much more of it is the encouragement that where we are, that how we struggle and figure out to survive, how we struggle and figure out how to honor God, how much that is who we are called to be. That the promise, the deeper promise, is exactly what Isaiah thought it would be. God has not forgotten you when life is hard, when you are alone, when you feel that everything in your life is falling apart. But it is not easy. It is a struggle. And God honors struggle. God honors struggle, and God honors those who persevere. Because sometimes, in the moments in between the struggle, in between the wondering what is going on, we have those moments where we are floating in the valley in ways we cannot imagine. And it is the balance of all of those that help us remember in the times of struggle that God loves us. And that is what carries us through. Amen.